about a month ago, we had Nick Wallenda on, and he was saying, hey, make sure to check me out on November 2nd. I'll be on the Discovery Channel. I'll be on the High Wire going across the Chicago skyline. Very happy to welcome Nick back to the show. Successful run. And I remember, Nick, you telling me that for you, it's just like crossing the street. But once you get up there, you still get some butterflies, right?
Yeah, you know, of course, with weather conditions and such that enter into things, it does make it more challenging. So there's a few butterflies leading up to it for sure.
Is there any kind of plan B as I was watching you, like if I fall, I've got a hook I can throw out like Spider-Man on the wire?
You know, it's not so much a hook, but I actually have trained my entire life to grab that wire and hold on to it. And I currently train to hold on to that wire at least 20 minutes.
Wow.
So that if there is an issue, my rescue guys who can get to me within 90 seconds, they have plenty of time to get to me and pull me to safety for sure.
Is there also a kind of thing, like I notice when you're within about four steps, it looks like you're done. Do you have to make sure you concentrate even more than ever? Because I know you do kind of, I don't want to say run, but you jog those last couple steps.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think it's just, you know, it's like the finish of a race. You've ran a marathon and the last 100 feet, you're finally there. You're gonna get in and finish across that line. And same with wire walking. You know, it's like, hey, I'm there, I'm safe, I want to get into the other side. It's just something that I've done. It's kind of a tradition. I don't know if I'm the one who started it or not, but it's something that I do very often.
Well, I remember when you first got out there, the woman is like, hey, you look great. And you're like, hey, thanks, you too. I almost feel like saying, will you shut up? I'm trying to cross this wire. What is that kind of a thing, like you're bugging me? I need my concentration. I mean, obviously you're able to deal with it.
You know, it just depends on the situation. I felt fairly comfortable yesterday. I'm fairly confident. And, you know, when I was in the Grand Canyon, it was just the opposite of that. I asked them not to talk to me, even my father. I said, Dad, I don't want to hear anything. I just want to walk the wire. So it really depends on the conditions. Conditions felt well yesterday. There was some decently strong gusts of wind. I think we got hit with about 26 to 28 miles per hour while I was out there. But for the most part, the weather was behaving, I should say. And it wasn't that bad of a walk, that first walk. Other than that incline, went very, very well.
Yeah, that incline, when you went uphill, it was a little bit steeper than you had thought. When you're out there, and of course, you're obviously committed to it, what does that do? I mean, you're not going to panic, but are some of the adjustments you make?
You know, I knew I was fairly confident. I trained very, very hard for that walk, so I was confident that I could make it up a 19-degree incline. So it wasn't a huge concern. However, it's very intimidating when you stand on one building and look, and it looks like that cable is going straight up in the air.
Speaking with Nick Wallenda, blindfolded, that's one of the things where I'm like, oh, come on, it's already nerve-wracking enough for me to watch. When you was blindfolded, is that something that goes back to your grandfather's time, or is that something that you've thrown in?
You know, actually, it isn't. I was having LASIK surgery, and when you have LASIK surgery, you sign a million papers that say that you could go blind in a million different things, which scares the crap out of you. And as I was filling out that paperwork, I thought, man, I wonder if I would be able to carry on this family tradition if I was blind, if I was born blind, or if I lost my vision. And so I started challenging myself to walk the wire with my eyes closed. And that's really how it came about, and you know, continuing to live by those three words, never give up, and inspire people to work harder and become better at what they do is really what inspired me to do that walk blindfolded last night.
Now, I know Joel Osteen was there. You had a lot of people praying for your safety. Do you say thank you very much for your prayers, or do you say thank you very much for your prayers and deep down, you won't need them, I'm going to be fine?
No, I mean, I'm very appreciative for that, you know, whether I'm walking a wire or not. I enjoy that. I think that there's a huge benefit to that, and I really, truly appreciate it.
Now, two world records, Nick, for the High Wire Act, and those world records are?
Well, last night, I have nine now, but last night was for walking the highest wire walk blindfolded and the highest incline wire walk.
Now, which one of the nine do you think are, when you say, yeah, that's the one that I'm most proud of? Is there one that sticks out?
No, I don't know. You know, one of them is hanging by my teeth under a helicopter at 280 feet. You know, one of them is a wheel of steel over the edge of the Tropicana Atlantic City, 280 feet. bicycle ride on a wire. There's so many of them, and they all mean a lot to me. They're all special and represent special times in my life. So I'm proud of each and every one of them. But I would say as far as the most challenging was probably the blindfold. It was just something that emotionally it was very, very draining.
Yeah, you said yourself that, you know, deep inside you were kind of shaken like a leaf. And once the blindfold's on, did you have any way of pulling it down? Because you obviously can't drop your balance pole, or you're just committed to it.
Well, no, yeah, the only option would be to drop down to that wire, and then it was Velcro, so I could pull it off easily. But that would be the only way to get it off, would actually be to drop down to that wire.
Do you think you have the exact same fear of heights that we all do, and you've just sort of mastered it, or you just were kind
of... Yeah, I absolutely do. It's funny, that's a great question, because I never get that asked, but I absolutely do. I am just like anyone else. When I walk to the edge of a building, my heart races a little faster. So you call it fear, I call it respect. I respect heights and realize there's danger, and I could allow that fear to overtake me, or I could say, hey, it's respect. As long as you're trained, as long as you stay back from the edge of the building, or as long as you're prepared and you have sure footing, you'll be fine. And that's really how I deal with that, what you would call fear.
A couple more questions for Nick Wallenda. Of course, Skyscraper live on Discovery Channel last night, Chicago skyline. And as I said, when you were on the show about a month ago, we were hyping it up, and I know for you that's like the hardest part. I guess it is for athletes with the big game too. Is how many times did you walk this in your mind over the last few weeks?
Oh yeah, that is a big challenge, and you know, that's part of the mental preparation is walking it over and over in your mind and putting myself in that position and trying to keep those nerves down and under control and stay calm and collective.
Do you kind of feel like too? Like, I mean, I'm sure there's people, and I also know this is a very small number, but some people go to a car race and they want to see a crash. You know, for those bloodthirsty
sure.
people, do you sort of feel like flipping them the bird, saying, "Ha ha, I lived, you scumbag."
No, but that is a funny analogy. No, I don't often think about that. Now I will, thanks to you. But no, you know, for the most part, I mean, it's just life. It's just the way it is. We're kind of all prone to. I think all of our minds are prone to negative, you know, automatically. And people go to car races, like you said, they go to car races to see the accident, not to see who crosses the finish line first. So it's just part of human nature. And, you know, I'm just as guilty of, you know, I remember when I was younger watching these videos of my friends' faces of death. Kind of the same sort of thing.
Yeah, I think we're about the same age. I gave that VHS a miss. I didn't want to sit through. I didn't want to sit through that one. So what's next for Nick Wallenda? I heard something about a handstand.
Actually, headstand on the wire. My great-grandfather's greatest walk was, it was 45 years ago next summer, and I want to recreate that walk. And while he did that walk, he did two headstands. And I want to recreate that walk and do the two headstands. But it was also filmed for a BBC special, and I want to actually walk the wire with my hero, my great-grandfather.
Wow. So worldwide, this is a phenomenon. I mean, do you... go places. I mean, you can take Joe Montana. He's not going to get recognized in Buenos Aires, but I mean, you'll go down there. Are you kind of surprised how big you are?
Yeah, it's pretty amazing, and that's the blessing of the Discovery Channel. This is a worldwide event. This was seen live in over 220 countries around the world.
Wow.
I think I'm recognized more in other countries, Brazil and such, than I am here in the United States, actually.
Wow. Well, listen, you were totally confident, but nothing's a sure thing in this world. So congratulations on the walk, and hopefully the next time you get going, we can have you on again, Nick.
Sounds great. I'd love it. Thanks for having me on.
All right, no problem. Nick Wallenda from Skyscraper live on the Discovery Channel.